Good morning, everyone. I'm glad to be back here at Emmanuel Church.
大家早晨好，很高兴我又来到了以马内利华人教会。
It's seems to have been a long time that I have not been with you.
因为已经从上次到这里呢，已经好长时间没有见到大家了。
Usually I'm with you every 2 months, and the last time I was here was in January, so we skipped 1 month.
我一般呢每两个月会来一次，然后这一次呢，我其实上一次来到这里是一月份，所以这一下是这个过了四个月了。
So that's why it seems like it's been a long time, because it has been.
所以就感觉上时间很久了哈，实际上时间也是很久了。
I also want to wish you a happy Eastertide or post-Easter season.
那我想祝大家就是复活节快乐，或者说复活节之后的这段这一段时间的快乐。
Easter happens to be like 2 weeks earlier than last year.
因为那个感恩节呢，今年比去年早了两周。
And so that's why I'm wearing a pink tie and a pink shirt this morning.
所以我们今天就穿着这个粉色的衬衫，带着这个粉色的领带。
But actually, did you know in some Christian traditions, today is Easter Sunday?
我不知道你们知道不知道哈，在有些基督信仰的这个传统里面呢，今天才是那个复活节主日。
In the Orthodox Christian Church, today is their Easter Sunday.
而且就是这种正统的基督教的教会呢。他们真正的复活节是今天庆祝。
And did you know because of Orthodox Easter Sunday, there is a ceasefire between the war of Ukraine and Russia?
不知道你们知道不知道，就是因为这个正统这个复活节，因为在今天，所以今天就是这个在俄国和这个乌克兰之间的战争，今天都停战一天。
And so afterOrthodox Easter is over, they'll go back to fighting and killing each other.
所以等到这个正统的这个复活节过去之后呢，他们就又转回要彼此互杀了。
So today I'd like to share with you a brand new series of sermon messages I have prepared, as you'll see on the Book of Ruth.
那今天呢，我会跟大家分享就是一系列的这个有关这个旧约的一系列的一个新讲座。你们可以看到哈，这个今天的题目是拿奥米与路德。
This is one of my favorite books of the Old Testament, one of the favorite books of many Christians around the world on the Old Testament.
就是这卷书呢，是在这个旧约当中我非常喜欢的一卷书，也是这个当今世界很多基督徒都非常喜欢的一卷书。
I thought it might be good after spending 2 years on the Apostle Paul to go back and look at some messages from the Old Testament.
那我就想着，在过去两年，因为我们一直都在读这个学习保罗这个传道士保罗的旅程。那我想经过过去两年呢，我们现在再回到旧约做一些学习是不错的一个选择。
And also, I realized that since I guest speak just 5 or 6 times a year, it might be good to preach on a shorter book.
那因为我又想到，因为我每年就来五六次的话，那最好我给大家讲的是这种比较短的比较短的书卷。
So the Book of Ruth is only 4 chapters.
因为路德记呢就只有四章。
It also gives me an opportunity to read through a brand new commentary on the Book of Ruth from a colleague and friend of mine, Old Testament scholar.
那在我准备的过程中，正好也有时间读了一个我的一个好朋友写的这个路德记的一本书。
Who happens to be an ethnic Chinese?
而且正好呢，他也是华裔。
And it's a relatively new thing for an ethnic Chinese biblical scholar to be writing in this very prestigious commentary series. Usually, it's all white men.
所以作为这个华裔就是解经的 这种比较正统的解经的著作呢是比较新的，因为过去一般都是白人男性写这样的这个圣经的注解。
So it will be very interesting to see what this colleague and friend of mine, Peter Lau is his name.
啊，所以就是劳牧师 Peter Lau， 这是他写的这本这个著作呢，那是也他既是我的同事，也是我的朋友，看他写这卷书呢，也是非常的有意义的。
Peter Lau happens to be an ethnic Chinese born in Hong Kong but raised in Australia.
就是这个劳牧师呢，他就是Peter Lau， 他其实是一个亚裔，但是他是在澳洲长大的。
So I call him an ARC, Australian raised Chinese.
所以我叫他 ARC， 就是说在澳大利亚长大的华裔。
He also happens to be a medical doctor. He gave up his profession as a medical doctor to become a Bible scholar.
那而且呢，他其实以前是他的职业是个医生的，后来他放弃了作为医生的这个职业，然后成为一个圣经学者。
And so far in my reading of his commentary, it's excellent, very good.
所以呢，我读了他写的这个解经，我觉得写得非常的好。
Let's open in prayer as we begin this brand new series on this little book, the Book of Ruth.
那我们以祷告来开始这个对这一卷短短的路德记这卷书学习的开始。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful Sunday morning to gather us here together to worship you.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们为这样美好的早晨，我们欢喜快乐地聚在这里来敬拜你，来感谢你。
We pray you'll calm our hearts and put away the worries and distractions of the world so we can focus on you and your word this morning.
愿神平静我们的心，让我们不要看这世界的纷乱，而是将眼睛注目于你。
We pray you'll bring our hearts, minds, and souls some thousands of years ago to this beautiful short story in the Old Testament.
愿主带我们的身心灵，来到这个关注于这个几千年前的这个旧约圣经时代。
We pray it will move our hearts and inspire us to live more for you and Jesus Christ on this Resurrection Easter season time period.
愿圣灵在我们心中动工，让我们在这个主复活的季节里能够更加的经历你。
We pray in the name of our risen Savior and Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉这位复活的救主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen. The first thing I'd like to do is share this morning a little introduction to this Book of Ruth. I don't know, I assume that probably most of you are somewhat familiar with it, but it's basically a beautiful short story, probably one of the most beautiful short stories in the Old Testament.
那我们今天早上呢，想花一点时间来学习这个一篇非常优美的这个短篇圣经。那这个我觉得这一卷书呢，可以说是在这个整个圣经当中非常非常优美的一篇。
And so therefore I would encourage you to read through the book of Ruth. You can read through it just, I don't know, it's very short, read through it in one sitting.
因为这一卷书非常的短，我鼓励大家如果可能的话，希望你能够用一口气把它读完。
You know, it's very interesting that in the whole Bible, there's only two books named after women.
那很有趣哈，就是整个圣经当中呢，只有两卷书是以妇女的名字来命名的。
We have the Book of Ruth, and the second one is the Book of Esther.
我们有路德记，然后我们有以斯帖记。
But it's very interesting that Ruth is the only book in the Bible named after a non-Israelite or a non-Jewish female.
而且非常有趣的是呢，就是路德记这一卷书是唯一圣经上唯一一篇以非以色列妇女性命名的一卷书。
As we learned in today's scripture reading this morning, Ruth was not an Israelite. She was from Moab, a Moabite.
像我们今天早晨读的经文，我们就知道哈，路德她不是一位犹太妇女，她是摩押地的妇人。
The history of the Moabites and the Israelites is not a good one. They often were fighting with each other.
在这个犹太的以色列的历史当中呢，那犹太人跟摩押地的人他们关系不好，经常是在征战中。
In fact, if you remember the story of Lot, Lot had two daughters and his older daughter had a child through her own father, and that was the ancestor of the Moabites.
那我不知道你们记得不记得就是罗德的故事，那罗德呢他跟他的这个一个女儿生的这个后裔呢就是这个摩押人的后裔，就是摩押人。
During the days of the judges and Samuel and Saul, the Israelites were often fighting with the Moabites and the Moabites fighting against the Israelites.
在这种那个士师记啊里面就会看到这个以色列人常常和摩押人是在处于征战当中。
And so it's fascinating, truly remarkable that we have one book of the Bible, the only book in the Bible named after a non-Israelite female woman.
所以有这样一部唯一的一部以非以色列就是而且是跟以色列人对是敌对的人的而且是妇人的名字来命名这个书卷呢是一个非常奇妙的事情。
Even in the Jewish tradition, in Jewish synagogues, the book of Ruth is read every year.
而且在那个犹太正统犹太的传统当中呢，路德记要每年他们那个过节的时候都要读一次的。
In the Jewish religious calendar, they have this feast that's called the Feast of Shavuot.
那在他这个犹太的这个日历里面呢，有一个叫五旬节期。
It occurs around the months of May through June, and this feast is the same as our Christian Feast of Weeks or Pentecost.
然后这个就是一般是在五六月份，就是我们基督徒叫它五旬节。
And so, next time you get together with your Jewish friends, you can ask them about, you know, the Book of Ruth. How do Jews understand the Book of Ruth?And compare it to our new series of messages here in our local Chinese American church.
如果你将来有机会跟你这个犹太的朋友聊天的时候呢，你可以问问他们哦，你们五旬节的时候是如何读路德记的？跟我们现在这个基督徒就是读这个路德记是有什么样的就是。相同或者不同。
Now, in our Old Testament Bible, not in the Jewish Bible, but in our Old Testament Bible, the Book of Ruth has a very interesting placement or location.
而且呢，这个路德记哈，就是在旧约，就是旧约其实是传统的犹太人的圣经。那这个路德记所处的这个位置呢，也是非常的有意义。
Ruth is located after the book of Judges and before the book of 1 Samuel.
因为这个路德记呢是在这个士师记之后，然后又在撒母耳记上之前。
If you recall, the book of Judges is a period in Israel's history that was chaos. The tribes were fighting against the Canaanites and sometimes fighting against each other.
然后我们如果你读士师记的话，你就会发现那是一段以色列非常混乱的历史。他们常常在那里，可能要不然就是和在迦南人在打仗，或者有时候甚至他们犹太人不同的这个支派之间也互相在征战。
And the book of 1 Samuel tells us another dark side of Israel's history when If you remember on my last message in January on 1 Samuel 4, it was about the corrupt priesthood of Eli.
如果你记得我上一次月份来跟大家分享撒母耳记的时候，撒母耳记第四章讲到就是非常就是也是以色列人非常黑暗的一段时间那地方就是就以利作为大祭司他们非常的这个腐败。
The very last verse of the book of Judges says, In those days Israel had no king, everyone did as he saw fit.
如果在这个士师记的最后一句就说那个时候以色列人没有王，他们个人都凭己意行。
And so after the chaos of the book of Judges and the dark history of 1 Samuel, we have this beautiful story of the book of Ruth.
所以在这个士师记以这种混乱结束，然后撒母耳记以这个黑暗开始，这中间呢有这样很美的一卷书路德记。
Now, my colleague and friend Peter Lau makes the comment, and I agree very well, that the book of Ruth was written to tell people about God's providence and kindness to the line of David, King David.
那这个Peter Lau 这本书上提到哈，我也是很同意的。他讲到这个路德记呢，在这里的作用就是要来证明神对这个大卫这个支派的恩典与慈爱。
Because the book of Ruth begins with this little family from Bethlehem, and they migrate to the country of Moab.
那因为这个路德记一开始呢，就是以在这个伯利恒的一个很小的一个家庭，他们从这里就是去搬家，搬到摩押地。
And it ends.Where this little family gives birth to the line of King David.
然后这卷短书的结尾呢，就是以这个小的家庭诞生了一个孩子呢，就是大卫家的祖先。
Jumping to the end of the book, Ruth chapter 4 verses 16 to 17, we read.Then Naomi took the child in her arms and cared for him. The women living there said, Naomi has a son, and they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David.
因为在路德记四章十六节十七节这里说，拿奥米就把孩子抱在怀中，做他的养母。邻舍的妇人说，拿奥米得孩子了，就给孩子起名叫俄贝德。这俄贝德是耶西的父，耶西是大卫的父。
And so we see God's providence and kindness working through this small family that in the end gives birth to the line of Israel's greatest king, King David.
所以我们在这里看到好神恩待，并且给这个小小的家庭有足够的供给，让他们这个小的家庭就生下了。这个大卫王的祖父。
Now it just occurred to me recently that maybe another reason why I love the book of Ruth and many of us love the book of Ruth is because it's a very Asian story.
就是我很喜欢，也是很多人非常喜欢路德记这个故事呢，是因为这个故事很亚洲。
It's a story about having a son.
就是说，因为这个故事呢，是有关于生有儿子的故事。
It's a story about continuing the family line.
这个故事是在于就是让这个家族这个香火延续下去。
And it's a story about a woman and her two daughters-in-law.
然后，而且就是一个故事是有关婆婆和两个媳妇的故事。
I think this is the beginnings of one of those Korean drama, TV Korean dramas. Korean or Chinese drama.
所以这可能就是那种韩剧呀，或者这个中国的连续剧，这种一个家庭剧的一个环境。
Now today we're going to cover all of chapter one. I hope we can handle it. But I encourage you to read the book on your own. It's a beautiful story, very well written.
那我们今天呢，只会讲这个《路德记》的第一章。 但是我希望你们有时间能够一口气的把这四卷书，这个很短的一卷书把它读完。这卷书呢是非常写的非常的优美。
So in this whole chapter, I just want to focus on the two women, Naomi and Ruth.
那今天呢，这短短的这一章，我想主要重点我们看两位妇人，一个就是拿俄米，另一个就是路德。
Now some commentaries, some scholars say that this book is really not about Ruth, it's really about Naomi.
然后有人说哈，这一章呢，其实不是就是主角不是路德，而是拿俄米。
It's Naomi who travels to Moab with a husband and two sons, but then they all three of them die. It's how she was full, became empty, and then became full again.
因为这个故事的开始就是这个拿俄米和她的丈夫和两个孩子去了摩押地，然后后来她回来的故事，她是满满的去，然后变得空空的，然后回来。
Notice in our scripture reading on the screen, it's really not Naomi, it's Naomi's daughter-in-law Ruth who has a son.Obed.
因为他后来又满满的了，因为他最后是这个路德呢生了一个，其实是路德生了一个儿子，那路德呢其实是拿俄米的媳妇。
But it's very interesting is the women of Bethlehem when they return, the women they say Naomi has a son. They should really be saying Ruth has a son, but they said no, it's Naomi who has a son.It's very interesting.
因为非常有趣的就是说，因为这个 Naomi 她是从伯利恒去的，那是路德生了孩子。这位这个伯利恒的妇人呢，她这 Naomi 本身并没有生孩子，但是人们却说，哦，那个 Naomi 有儿子了。
I think the book is about both women, not just Naomi.
所以我认为这个故事是有关这两个妇人的。不是一个人的故事。
So today I'd like to talk first about the woman Naomi and then Ruth.
那所以今天呢，我想先讲拿俄米，然后呢再讲路德。
Now I always wondered why some Christian families would name their children Naomi.
我有的时候就是想不明白啊，有些中国的基督徒的家长呢会给他的孩子起名叫拿俄米。
I could see why they would name their daughter Ruth, but I always have a problem with Naomi. I do not have a good impression of Naomi in the book of Ruth.
那我其实能够理解，如果他们给女儿起名叫路德，但是如果起名叫拿俄米的话，我就很难理解，因为。我在这个对这个旧约当中 ，Naomi 这个人，我印象真的不是很好。
Because at least in the beginning of the book of Ruth, Naomi comes across as a very old and bitter woman.
因为这个不管后来怎么样哈，这个一开始在这个路德记当中呢 ，Naomi 的形象是一个年纪又老迈，而且还心中蛮有苦毒的一个妇人。
Naomi was not, as we say in English, not a happy camper.
就是我们那个另一句话就 Naomi 的意思就是一个不是一个快乐的，就是不是一个快乐的同住的人。
I mean, just read.Her words, it's almost like she's nagging. She wants to send her two daughters-in-law home. She wants to send them away because she's going back to her land of Israel and Bethlehem.
因为你就是看到当时Naomi呢，她准备回伯利恒的时候呢，她要把她的两个媳妇呢，就让他们走。你可以看，就是她的说话什么的都很。就是对都很负，就是负面，喜欢讲负面的话。
Let's just read the narrative together, Ruth 1:11-13.
那我们一起来读那个路德记一章11到13节。
But Naomi said, "Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who could become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I am too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters, it is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has turned against me."
听这里，拿奥米说：“我女儿们哪，回去吧！为何要跟我去呢？我还能生子做你们的丈夫吗？我女儿们哪，回去吧！我年纪老迈，不能再有丈夫。既或说我还有指望，今夜有丈夫可以生子，你们岂能等着他们长大呢？” 你们岂能等着他们不嫁别人呢？我女儿们呐，不要这样，我为你们的缘故甚是愁苦，因为耶和华伸手攻击我。Now
I'm going to skip a few verses and bring them up later, but at this point, one of her daughters-in-law, Orpah, kisses her, Naomi, says goodbye and goes home. But the Bible says Ruth clings to her, and Ruth refuses to go back to Moab and wants to accompany Naomi back to Bethlehem.
那我这个之间呢，我会空几节，然后之后再回来读。那这趟就想就是她这两个妇女呢，有一个就说哦，那她就离开了，另一位就是俄尔巴，她就。 就离开婆婆，回她原来的地方去。但是路德呢，却要留下来。So
Naomi and her daughter-in-law Ruth go back together, return to Bethlehem, and here's what the scriptures continue to say in the story.
然后呢，拿俄米就和路德一起回伯利恒。我们看接下来的故事。So
the two women went on ahead. Went on until they came to Bethlehem. When they arrived in Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them. The women exclaimed, "Can this be Naomi?" "Don't call me Naomi," she told them. "Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Lord has brought misfortune upon me."
于是二人同行，来到伯利恒。他们到了伯利恒，合成的人都惊讶。妇女们说：“这是拿奥米吗？”拿奥米对他们说：“不要叫我拿奥米，要叫我玛拉，因为全能者使我受了大苦。我满满的出去，耶和华使我空空的回来。耶和华降祸于我，全能者使我受苦。即使这样，你们为何还叫我拿奥米呢？”
So it's very clear, even Naomi says directly that I am a bitter woman. Don't even call me Naomi, call me Mara, which in Hebrew means bitter. She wants to change her name to bitterness.
所以我们就看到连Naomi她本人都不愿意别人叫她Naomi，就是甜的意思，但是她就说你们应该叫我玛拉，就是苦的意思。
As I thought about the contrast between these two women, Naomi and Ruth, it occurred to me that, to me, Naomi sort of symbolizes the old religion of the Hebrews, or you might say the religion of the Old Testament.
那当我就是对比拿俄米和路德这两位妇人的时候，常常就觉得就是拿俄米呢，好像有一点代表着。
It's kind of the attitude where we feel if we serve God, we worship and believe in God, God should return our favor by blessing us.
那就觉得说，这种信仰就是，如果我们敬拜侍奉我们的神，那我们这神就应该祝福我们。
We expect blessing as a reward for our good works.
我们认为，就祝福呢，是因着我们好行为给我们，就祝福是给我们的好行为的奖赏。
And if that blessing does not come, we become bitter. It's not that we know, it's not that we do not believe in God. We still believe in God, but we become bitter against God.
如果我们没有得到祝福，反而得到了这个遭遇悲剧的时候呢，那我们并不是说不信神，但是我们就会变得苦读了。
So to me, Naomi kind of symbolizes the old religion of works, the old religion of the Old Testament, so to speak.
就对我而言，就是这个 Naomi 的态度，就让代表了这个旧约这个老的古老信仰的一个态度。
Do you know people like that? Perhaps you are today. You still believe in God, but you have some bitterness against God because you feel God has left me empty now.
你认识这样的人吗？也许这个人就是你，就是你心里怀着你是一位信徒，但是你心里有苦毒，你认为神没有眷顾你。
The irony is that Naomi was wrong. She said, "I left full, and I have returned empty."
那，你这上可以看到，就是 Naomi 她其实是看错了，因为她说。我满满的出去，耶和华使我空空的回来。
But she did not return empty. She had this beautiful daughter-in-law named Ruth who clung to her and refused to go back to her own family and country and her own gods.
所以你可以看到，就是 Naomi 她其实并不是空空的回来的。有这一位她的媳妇路德跟着她，路德离开了她自己的国家。他的人民他们的神，而紧紧地抓住 Naomi 和 Naomi 一起回到了这个Naomi 的故乡。
So on the one hand, we have Naomi and her bitterness, but on the other hand, we have Ruth and her faithfulness.
那所以我们就看，一方面看到这个 Naomi 以及她的苦读，另一方面我们又看到了这个路德以及他的这个信使。
It is clear in the Bible and in this story.That Ruth is a model of exceptional faithfulness to her mother-in-law.
所以接下来我们就可以看到路德，路德就是在这圣经中是一个非常忠心的典范。那也是跟她的婆婆 Naomi 呢形成了非常鲜明的对比。
Let's just read it for ourselves in Ruth 1:14-18.
然后我们自己来读路德记这一章14-18节。
At this, they wept aloud again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. Look, said Naomi, even your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her. But Ruth replied, Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried.May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me. When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her.
两个儿妇又放声而哭，俄尔巴与婆婆亲嘴而别，只是路德舍不得 Naomi。Naomi 说：“看哪，你嫂子已经回她本国和她所拜的神那里去了，你也跟着你嫂子回去吧。”路德说：“不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。你在哪里死，我也在哪里死，也葬在那里。除非死能使你我相离，不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。”拿俄米见路德定义要跟随自己去，就不再劝他了。
Ruth's faithfulness is so clear and so exceptional. These are the most famous words in the entire book of Ruth, verse 16. But Ruth replied, Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God.
所以就是路德在这里做了一个非常就是 这是超乎寻常的一个中心的一个见证，他说的话也非常的有名哈，就路德说，不要催我回去不跟随你，你往哪里去我也往哪里去，你往哪里住宿我也往哪里住宿，你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。
Now, you know, now there is faithfulness, and then there is exceptional faithfulness.
所以就是我们知道哈，有忠心，还有超乎寻常的忠心。
There was nothing wrong with what Orpah, the other daughter-in-law, did. What she did was right. What she did was what Naomi told her to do. What Orpah did was she did nothing wrong. She did what she was supposed to do.
就是利未夫人和巴尔，她其实并没有做错，她只是做了她该做的事，她听她婆婆的话，回到她自己的国中，就是她做的选择其实没有什么问题的。
What makes Ruth stand out is that what she did was above and beyond. It was exceptional, beyond the norm.
就是，但是然而路德所做的是超乎寻常的，他做的超乎就是正常范围的。
And even if you think about it on a normal human level, you know, mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law usually don't get along together.
如果你只是就是讲就是我们正常的人际关系，一般婆媳关系都不是很好。
So it's truly exceptional that a mother, that a daughter-in-law would even want to cling or go back with the mother-in-law. They always fighting usually.
就是所以就是作为这个路德，作为一个媳妇，愿意就是紧跟着这个她的婆婆 Naomi， 而不是像一般的婆媳经常有大战这样，她是非常的这个超乎寻常的。
So I would like to share that to me, Ruth and her faithfulness symbolizes a new kind of faith, a new kind of religion, one that goes beyond the norm.
所以我想在这里讲，就是路德所彰显出来的这种忠心呢，是一种超乎寻常的，是一个新的这种一种信守的盟约。
I think that, I believe that Ruth symbolizes the new religion of covenant faithfulness that goes beyond the norm. That's exceptional.
所以路德在这里给我们就是彰显出来的呢，就是是一种超乎寻常的，是一种信守超乎寻常的信守盟约的一种新的信仰。
So.Whereas Naomi symbolizes and represents an old kind of religion, Ruth, whether she realizes it or not, symbolizes a new kind of religion, one of covenant faithfulness that goes beyond the normal.
So Naomi 在这里呢，所代表的是一个老的信仰，但是路德在这里象征的是一种超乎常规的，然后也是基于一个信实盟约的这样的新的信仰。
And there's a very important word in the Hebrew Bible, the Hebrew word called chesed.
然后就是在这个希伯来这个旧约里面有个很重要的一个词叫 chesed.
One of the most important words in all the Hebrew Bible, which is very difficult to translate. Sometimes it's translated love, loving kindness, or steadfast love.
所以常常这个 Hesed 这个词呢，被翻译成爱，永不止息的爱，然后是非常坚定的，永不改变的爱。
And I believe that Ruth's faithfulness in chapter 1 is kind of symbolic of this theme of covenant faithfulness that goes beyond the norm.
所以我觉得就是在这个路德记第一章，路德所彰显出来他的这个忠心呢，是一种超乎常规的，然后而且是以这个信实盟约为基础的一种非常的一种新的信仰。
Scholars and even in the Jewish tradition interpret the book of Ruth as a book about this word chesed in the Hebrew Bible.
就是圣经学者常常就解释这个路德记就是代表就是要诠释 Hesed 就是这种永不止息的爱的这个概念。
This word Hesed appears frequently, many times, popularly in scriptures, for example, Psalm 136.
这个 Hesed, 这个永不止息的爱这个词呢就是在这个诗篇136篇中被用了 好几次。
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his chesed endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his chesed endures forever.
你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。你们要称谢万神之神，因他的慈爱永远长存。
And so, scholars have noted the whole book of Ruth is about this special kindness, the whole book about chesed.
所以就是圣经学者就认为这个路德记整个书就是特别的诠释强调 chesed 就是永不止息的爱这个慈爱这个词。
Again, just to remind us of this, I'm sorry, I forgot the Chinese translation. It would be interesting, I wonder...what the meaning of chesed is in Chinese, how chesed is translated in Chinese.
慈爱。
Okay, we'll have to discuss later.
Yeah.
What is
永不止息的爱
Yeah, I don't like the English word love because the English word love has kind of a romantic feeling. The English word love has an emotional part.I think it's overly emotional in English because chesed is not that emotional. It's kind of a commitment that goes beyond. It's like steadfast love, I think is probably the best translation.
就是因为我不知道就是 chesed 用中文哪个词会翻译更贴近哈，因为我不太喜欢这个英文的翻译，就是 love 爱哈。那我认为呢，就是这种坚定的爱。就是也坚定的爱可能是更好的一种翻译。
We have this beginning of the idea of chesed in Ruth 1:16.
那我们在这个路德记这一章十六节这里呢，这个地方路德的回答就是表现出来这个 chesed 的这种很坚定的爱，因为一般英文翻译这个 love 爱呢，就是比较用情绪化的感觉，但是chesed 的这个词就是坚定的爱，就是这种不摇动的，不是凭感觉的爱。
So Ruth reminds us of the covenant faithfulness of chesed of God to His people.
所以这个路德记呢，就在这路德记就在这里提醒我们，神对他的子民是这种信守盟约的这样的永不改变的。
I'm not saying that Ruth is a type or symbol of God in the book of Ruth. No.
我并不是说哈，就是路德在路德记啊这卷书里面啊代表了上帝的这个形象。
I think that her chesed in chapter 1 is a shadow.A reminder of God's chesed that will come later on.
我认为就是路德在这里表现出来这种坚定的爱，其实是神在之后圣经里面向我们所表达的他这个坚定的爱的一个影像。
In this season of Easter or Eastertide or post-Easter, I think.This is a wonderful reminder of the ultimate demonstration of chesed in the Bible in Jesus.
所以这个在这个复活节或者复活节之后这段节期的时间里面呢，就让我们能够铭记，就是在主耶稣基督身上所向我们彰显出来那种超乎常规的以盟约的形式这种忠诚的就是终极的爱的彰显。
Because the ultimate expression of God's chesed, steadfast love, covenant faithfulness, is in Jesus' sacrifice on the cross.
所以这个神永不止息、永远不改变的爱呢，它是在这个十字架上面向我们显明了。
The sacrifice of God's own Son is going beyond the norm. Is going beyond.What is normal, it is exceptional, it is the ultimate expression of God's steadfast love in Jesus Christ.
神的儿子耶稣在十字架上所彰显的爱，那就是这是超乎寻常的，那是神对我们坚定不变的爱的彰显。
Don't believe me, believe Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 5.
你不是相信我说的，而是相信在罗马书，在保罗在罗马书五章六到八节这里说的。
There he says, you see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
在这里说，因为我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就再次向我们显明了。
So this morning, are you like Naomi dwelling in the old religion of works?
那在今天的早晨，你是住在就是在一个Naomi 这样的一个状态，你的心里面还是在苦读当中，认为我们是凭行为的这样的一个旧的信仰里面吗？
Or are you dwelling in the new religion symbolized by Ruth, who is putting her faith in the God of the Hebrews, and in so doing demonstrating chesed, or steadfast love towards others?
而是说你就是坚固立足于路德，这样他的信仰的根基是建立在这一位超乎寻常的对我们有坚定不变的慈爱的希伯来的神的身上。
Let us close in prayer.
让我们来结束祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Easter season.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们为这个复活的节期感谢你。
A reminder of Jesus last week on earth, Holy Week.
让我们纪念主耶稣基督在这个世上的最后一周，那个圣周。
From Jesus' entry, triumphal entry into Jerusalem, Palm Sunday.
从中数日，主耶稣基督胜利进入圣城。
To his betrayal, arrest, trial, and crucifixion.
从他被卖、被判、被审判，然后又钉在十字架上。
And rising from the dead on Easter Sunday.
三天之后，在复活日，胜利复活。
We thank you, Lord, for your ultimate sacrifice of giving us your Son.
感谢主，你在十字架上。向我们献上终极的牺牲。
And just as you have given us, just as you have demonstrated your chesed, covenant, steadfast love to us, may we demonstrate chesed towards others.
愿我们能够像你向我们彰显的这种永不改变坚定的爱那样，我们也能像我们周遭的人能够活出你要我们活出的这样坚定的爱。
We pray and ask in Jesus' name.
我们祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
and may you receive this benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord turn his face up toward you and give you peace. So go here from peace. Sunday school afterwards.